Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads brings you a stirring new musical play, Homecoming, starring Gordon MacRae and his celebrated guest from the Metropolitan Opera, Nadine Connor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another musical is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. The same railroads that bring you the finest in safe, comfortable, all-weather transportation at low cost. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, our Railroad Hour playwrights, Lawrence and Lee, have fashioned a musical play based on Alfred Lord Tennyson's memorable poem, Enoch Arden. Lovely Nadine Connor will play Annie Lee, and I will be Enoch, as we bring you Homecoming. Annie, you've got to choose. Philip or me, one or the other of us.
I must have more time.
She'll choose when she's ready, Enoch.
But, Annie, is it fair to hold back your word so long?
Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me out discourteously when I have loved you so long, delighting in thy company. Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me out when I have loved you so long, delighting in my company. Green sleeves is my delight, green sleeves is all my joy. Green sleeves is my heart of gold, and who but my lady green sleeves? Green sleeves is my delight, green sleeves is all my joy. Green sleeves is my heart of gold, and who but my lady green sleeves.
Next Sunday, Enoch, when the village goes out to picnic under the hazel tree, you'll have your answer then.
Good afternoon, Enid.
Good afternoon, Miriam.
If you're looking for Annie, she went up that path to the top of the hill. And to answer your next question, she was alone.
Thank you. Thank you, Miriam. Annie.
Yes, Enoch.
This is the time. The evening you promised me my answer.
Oh?
Look, Annie. Look there. I have no mill to offer you. But there are my fields. Millions of acres of the sea. No stone walls to stop me. No fences to hold me back. I'll bring you a harvest such as no miller has ever seen.
Oh, Enoch. Since we were children, we have been together. You and Philip and I. If there were only some way I could choose one without hurting the other. If I could only find the right words.
You can spend the rest of your life looking for such words, Annie. There are none.
No, there are no words.
Oh, then say what you feel. Which of us?
You, Enoch. You, Enoch Arden.
Oh, Annie, I shall never forget this evening.
I must shout, I must drink to this time, to this moment, to this great news.
Oh, with your eyes, my love, with your strong eyes so filled with fire. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise, doth ask a drink divine. But might I on Joe's nectar stop, I would not change for wine.
Annie, I want to tell everyone, even though I can't find the words.
Oh, Enoch, one look at your face will tell them all they want to know.
Oh, he's a good lad, Annie. He'll be like the two other children, strong and sturdy and...
No, Enoch. He was born to trouble, poor little soul. He'll never be strong.
Well, then he won't. Whatever he needs, he shall have it. He's no less dear to me than the others.
Oh, you're a good man, Enoch. A good husband and a good father.
No, Annie. The sea is jealous of me. It fights me. I promised you a rich harvest. But the last five times out, I've come back with a half-empty boat.
Oh, leave the sea, Enoch. It keeps you away from me too much.
It's all the trade I know.
Oh, oh, he eats so little and cries so much.
Sing to him, Annie. He needs the comfort of your voice.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels, God will send thee all through the night. Soft the drowsy ever creeping, fill and fill in slumber sleeping.
Small wonder. You'd bring a smile to the face of any man. Annie, I've signed on for a job.
On the sea?
Aye, Annie, on the sea. To China and back.
To China?
A man only needs one such trip, Annie. I can trade in my own when I get there, and with good luck and a fair wind, I'll have enough to leave the sea for good.
Oh, Enoch, don't go. Well, I'm afraid.
Annie, this voyage, by the grace of God, will bring fair weather to all of us. Keep a clean hearth and a clear fire for me, for I'll be back, my girl, before you know it. Now, Annie, don't look that way.
I shall never look on your face again.
Well, then, I shall look on yours.
I go 10,000 miles. Oh, who is sure
course, Enoch.
We're heading for home, Captain. And that's course enough for me. Around the horn and straight for England, my Annie.
Keep a good watch. They're aloft. It's a black night.
Aye, aye, sir.
What do you see ahead, Enoch?
Just the dark and the rain, sir.
Hold her steady.
Breakers! Breakers! Dead ahead! The Lord save us!
We'll return for the second act of Homecoming in just a moment. By now, the world's greatest combined job of transportation, marketing, and storage is well underway as a golden flood of winter wheat flows from the harvest of fields of the Southwest into railroad boxcars. Giant combines and other modern farm equipment have packed into a few weeks the harvesting which formerly took several months. So, $9 billion worth of new and improved equipment and facilities in the post-war years alone have helped the railroads keep pace with the accelerated tempo of an ever stronger America. No wonder, then, that after more than a century of helping to build America, the railroads are still our basic means of transportation, still an indispensable partner in our forward march of progress. Now here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee play with music Homecoming, based on the famous Tennyson poem, starring Gordon McRae as Enoch Arden and Nadine Connor as Annie.
But Annie, 8 years is too long to grieve.
I still hope, Philip.
But surely we'd have heard something. Knowing how much he loved you, he'd have sent word to you.
And if I marry you, and he comes back?
And if you don't marry me, and he doesn't, what then?
Oh, I look at my oldest boy, and I see Enoch in his face. I walk down the path, and Enoch is waiting for me in the shadows. I see a boat coming into the harbor, and Enoch is at the tiller.
His hair was black, his eye was blue, his arm was stout, his word was true. I wish in my heart I was with you. Come home.
If I have no word from Enoch in that time, I'll marry you then.
And so a shipwrecked sailor sits on a lonely beach and waits for a sail. Nothing. Nothing but the blaze upon the waters. And then the great stars that globe themselves in heaven, and the bellowing ocean, and again the blazing shafts of sunshine. But no sail. And some like a ringing in my ears. I hear her voice. Annie. Dear Lord, I pray to thee from a humble heart. Let me keep my faith. Bring me home again.
Port.
Captain, when your ship stopped at the island for water, I thought it was only something in my mind.
Well, I hope you find things as you wish them.
Does the moon stay full, Captain? Does the sun never stand still? Change goes with the years, and there have been too many of them. Now that I'm here, I'm frightened of going ashore.
The boat is waiting over the side. Go, Arden.
Aye, aye, sir.
Take him ashore! Take the man home.
What are you looking for? What do you want?
That house with a sign for sale. Whose is it? Why is it for sale?
Oh, that was Enoch Arden's house. But he's been lost at sea these many years, poor soul.
And his family?
They waited until they could wait no longer.
Did you know this Enoch Arden?
I knew him well. Strong and tall he was. And afraid of no man.
And his wife? Where is she now?
She grieved enough. But now she's happy. She has another child to take the place of the little one she lost. That house, the big one on the hill with the light in the window, that's where she lives now, with her husband, the miller, Philip Ray.
Her baby gone, and the baby come. A husband lost, and a husband here.
You're from the sea. Are you looking for lodging? I've a room to spare. I'm Mrs. Lane, Miriam Lane.
Miriam? Aye, Miriam. Hi, Mrs. Lane. I will have need of a bed. But first, I want to see the miller's house. Dear Lord, forgive me for looking through the window of another man's home.
Are you comfortable, Philip? Shall I get another cushion for the chair?
I'm always comfortable when I'm in the same room with you.
Oh, my dear. Oh, hush, hush, little Philip.
Sing to him, Annie. That always comforts him.
Sleep, my child.
God Almighty. Thou that didst uphold me on my lonely isle, uphold me, Father, in my loneliness a little longer. Help me not to break in on her peace. Give me strength not to tell her, never to let her know. Not to tell her, never to let her know.
again. You mustn't waste your strength.
I have none left. It is a year now since I came to you. The time is full out and I am dying.
Now hear the man.
Swear that you will not reveal what I say to you until after I am dead.
I swear.
Know then, Miriam, that I am Enoch Arden.
But Enoch was a taller man than you, straight and proud.
My God has bowed me down to what I am. When I am dead, tell Annie that I kept my promise. I did return. Tell her I died praying for her and loving her. And say to Philip that I blessed him, too. He never meant us anything but good.
Sleep. Sleep, my old friend.
I sleep?
I can't keep my promise. Forgive me, Enoch. I must tell her.
Miserable island, the blaze upon the waters. Will I never see her again?
Oh, Enoch, your home. Oh, listen to
Annie.
Me.
Annie? Oh, Annie.
Yes.
I didn't want you to come.
Oh, rest quietly now.
Oh, no, there is no time. Again we part, Annie. But I'm content knowing that you are happy. Now my shadow will pass from your lives. And promise me, Annie, that you won't grieve.
Oh, Enoch.
Sing to me, Annie. Sing to me.
Drink to me.
Annie, the waves have her voice and the birds call her name. Am I never to see home again?
Oh, you're here by my side.
There, off the point. A sail. A sail!
Enoch!
Noble, as few of us are noble. He loved as few can love. He endured the pain of silence rather than give pain by speaking. Three times he died. On his lonely island, on his return to the village, and once again in his bed at the inn. But through this, he has gained an eternal life and has included us all in the embrace of his gentle story.
Connor will be back with us in just one moment. And meanwhile, our good thanks to Tom McKee, Mary Jane Croft, Stan Farrar, Ken Christie, and to our entire company. Homecoming, based on the Tennyson poem, was written especially for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Right now, the biggest, most efficient hired hand in the country, the American Railroads, is busy helping with the harvest that will fill your shopping basket with the bread, flour, and cereals you need. Meanwhile, the railroads are also helping you set a good table in many other ways. For example, during May, the railroads provided enough refrigerator cars to give every American an average daily supply of nearly 2 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables. Farm perishables travel in their specially designed refrigerator cars an average of 1,000 miles from farmer to you. Some of these cars must be kept at 32 degrees below freezing. And it is efficient, low-cost rail transportation which enables you to enjoy fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables all year long.
Thank you very much, Marvin.
Oh, what's on the show train next Monday night, Gordon?
Well, Nadine, you and I, Bromberg and Gershwin, and a delightful show called Rosalie.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next Monday night, and Rosalie, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroads, this is your friend, Gordon McRae, saying good night.
Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now, stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, the voice of Firestone features Roberta Peters on the NBC Radio Network.